Exchange with Carter's Tyres.
Specialist in ag tyres, supporting New Zealand farmers for 35 years.
Welcome back into Rural Exchange. Carter's Tyres, the agricultural tyre specialist. Their local fleet service vehicles can come to you. Visit carterstyres.co.nz or call 0800 4 Carters. Well, with climate change and environmental policies top of mind for the new season, Dairy Women's Network and ASB Bank are hosting a live webinar around on-farm sustainability. There will be a panel of experts to tell you all you need to know, and it's being facilitated by Head of Analytics at NZX and good friend of the show, Julia Jones, who joins us now. Good morning, Julia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Yeah, no, good, thank you. Now, you've been spending a bit of time in the capital, but is everything all right back on the farm at Eureka there?
Yeah, it is very dry, I've got to be honest. I like to stay positive with things, but it is a bit like becoming a bit of a dust ball.
Oh, gee, that's a bit of a...
Dust ball.
But, that's a new one.
Shall we add
that to the quote file, Dom George?
Yeah, there you go, the dust ball. Well, I mean... You know, there's probably tumbleweeds going through there at the moment. I mean, it isn't great, though, is it, Julia? You're right. I mean, it's getting to that situation where feed is becoming paramount.
Yeah, it is. And at the moment, too, like when I look at it, when we get the odd drop of rain, right? So you'll get, half a mil of rain or you'll get a couple of mils of rain. But then we've been getting 4 or 5 or 6 hours of strong wind straight after it. So any moisture just kind of gets soaked up pretty quickly by the wind. So look, yeah. It is nature, and we've got to work with it, and we can't change it. So you don't. But in the back of your mind, you kind of want your animals eating juicy, fresh grown autumn beautiful green grass, and they kind of look at you when you give them another bale of something, and they're like,
bale of Weet-Bix without milk. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much, isn't it? Okay, on-farm sustainability, big topic.
Yep, huge. And complicated, right?
Yeah. Talk us through the importance of really starting to address this.
Look, I think there's two sides to it. So one of them is the mitigation factor. So what can we do to not make it worse? And then the other side is the adaption. So just what I've talked about with my property, it is really dry. I had through summer, multiple days, up to a month of 30 degrees in the day. And I've got one side where I'm struggling to grow trees. So, we're actually going to have to start adapting to the weather. Whether we like it or not, this is climate change. And I'm not sure if it was, I'm not saying that humans all created it. Let's not debate why we got here. But we're here. So the on-farm sustainability is a couple of things we need to think about. As I think the first part is measure. I think that's the bit we've missed a little bit. We need to start measuring so we know where we're starting from and where we need to get to. And then, the other side of it is literally trying to manage and monitor what's happening on our farms and working with it. And then also working together. Like, it is complicated, and it feels like a bloody big elephant you're going to try and eat here. But I think the key is just to start. Do something. Start today, Start with something and do it slowly.
Okay. Yeah, when we look at the key themes, with the sustainability topic that you're going to be facilitating, planning for the future, environmental footprint, and technology—they're sort of the umbrellas, aren't they? Really?
Yeah, and I think the cool thing about the panel is these are people who have different parts of the journey. So we've got Greg Sinclair from ASB. So he's going to talk about the finance side of it and the importance of for why it's important and how ASB can support. We've got Charlotte Glass. She's awesome. So she looks at farm system design. So how can you make it work? I think we've got this real mindset at the moment that let's fight in the streets, right? Let's fall on our sword. Let's fight. We're not going to be told what to do. But it's awesome when you've got people like Charlotte who go, actually, you can do this. And these are the five things you need to do. Anika Convey, she works for the Dunsky family, or Fortuna Group, and they're awesome. They've always been really progressive, really sort of different thinkers. And, she's a farmer, but she's a sustainability person. So she's going to talk us through what their strategy is. And then we've got Will Barrett, who's just a beautiful human, the General Manager for Farming and Forestry of Naitahu. And, he's going to be bringing out those Te Ao Māori principles that Naitahu apply to the farming, looking at many generations, thinking about nature, working with nature. And so there's a really good mix on the panel. and it'll give people some insight, right? Like, you need to, the thing is this is, feels complex and it feels scary, but doing nothing isn't an answer. For, you know, you can't not look at your invoices that turn up in your letterbox, no, never open the mail so you don't see what money you owe. Like, you've actually just got to face this, you know, and when you get your farm great, you go to your neighbour and you help them. And when you've helped that neighbour, you guys get together and you help another neighbour, because we've got to do this together.
Yeah. That's a good point, isn't it, Hamish?
Well, I like the analogy of the bills, because they won't go away. You can pretend that they will, but they won't.
Yeah. You know, you don't open the bills, it doesn't mean that they don't magically get paid behind your back.
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
great. I am evidence it doesn't work. Yeah.
I don't think you're the Lone Ranger. Right, okay. Just on other things, while we've got you, the GDT recorded an 8.5% drop this week. Yeah, any cause for concern there? I guess offset by the dollar a bit.
No, I mean, look, the team looked right through the, where, you know, so Asia's still buying. Yep. So, you know, there's a lot of talk around, is it? And the Shanghai lockdown is an impact because you've got a big sentiment issue through other areas. But at the moment, they're still buying. So, no, I mean, in this time of year, too, you've got to remember we're kind of getting to the end of a season.
Yeah.
And we often have a few quirky things happen in GDT. So I wouldn't say it's cause for concern. What I do like about it is it's got us realising that GDT goes in both directions. And we always have to be, even in great times, we always have to be thinking about kind of the worst-case scenarios that we need to provision for. So I think it's got everyone back in a bit of a better mind space. Where we understand that it goes in both directions and actually just let's be cautious. But I've still got really good cautious optimism. There's still a lack of supply around the world and people still demand the nutrition that comes from dairy.
Mm. Yeah, and the thing is the payout for this year is going to be very healthy, isn't it? So for this season, which is going to be really good, and it'll be interesting to see how, you know, the likes of Fonterra and that react to the last couple of results in terms of their opening shot for next season. But I'm sure it'll still be reasonably healthy.
Yeah, and it's always hard, you know. It's literally a dart in the air for season to season. So when they do their opening season call, it's, you know, and I don't mean that rudely as in they're not good, they're great at forecasting, but all the things they can forecast for, there's a whole lot of variables that you just don't know yet.
Mm. And it's just a forecast, isn't it, at the end of the day, you know?
It is that, yeah. And look, I think for farmers too, I know that costs are going up and people are probably feeling overwhelmed with that. There's a lot happening. I think, look, just look at your business. What resilience have you got? We're a lot more resilient than we give ourselves credit for. Don't panic in the moment. You know, think of it long term. No one's in farming for a 6-month business. It's not a get in and get out business. It's literally we're all here for many, many years. So I just worry that people are so worried about things they can't control. Go and Google the Serenity Prayer. You know, think about the things you can control. you know, don't worry about the things you can't, and have the wisdom to know the difference, because I think that's the key right now. Yeah. We've got to stop wasting energy on shit we can't control.
Yeah, I'm going to go and Google the Serenity Prayer and have a read of that. Dom, you've been doing some other reading, though, haven't you?
I have indeed. And you know how I haven't sent you the Fish and Game Cookbook? Yes. I also haven't sent you the latest book that I received, which is called Land Shark Learns to Run Fast by Julia Jones. It's a kid's book. Oh. It's fantastic. And it's all based, Hamish, she can tell us all about it. I've spoken to her about it, but it's all about it's based on the animals on her particular patch of dirt there in the Waikato.
Land Shark. What? Who? Oh, this is good.
He's a nightmare. He is. Yeah. It's quite funny. I've kind of written him to be this. He is a lovely, curious pony, but he does bite me on the face if I lean too close to him,
Oh, it gives you a good bite on the
he's
face.
He's an interesting character.
Well, it's very
can't
cool.
He quite get you because his little mouth's too small, but he's just, I'm very fortunate. And I just love kids learning from the animals. Like, man, we can all learn so much from animals. Like, they are pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. So how do we get how do people get a hold of a copy of this book?
There's actually a website set up called landshark.nz. And so they can go there and then they can see how the story came about, and then they can buy the book from there as well.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, and also, right, just in terms of the webinar that's coming up on the sustainability, what is that, Tuesday? Yeah, so it's coming up Tuesday, 12:30, and register at Dairy Women's Network, dwn.co.nz. Simple as that. Looks like that, yeah.
And everyone's welcome. Sign on for it. We'd love to talk with you.
Yeah, that sounds great. Awesome. Rightio. Well, I think, you know, enjoy our catch-ups as always. JJ, Julia Jones, NZX, head of analytics. So you're not sort of, is it sort of Waiheke this weekend to another vineyard or, you know, anything like that?
No.
What's on the plan?
No vineyard for me this weekend. Just riding the horse and getting some chores done. Probably vacuum my house. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's always good.
You did enjoy a bottle of, what was it, the Man of War Valhalla, wasn't it, the Chardonnay I put you on?
Oh, you were so good with your wine.
Oh,
yeah,
I tell
you
what.
Right with that.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had a few of them now.
Yeah, good, good. Righto, Johnny, thanks very much.
And thanks, Julia.
Look forward to the webinar as always.
Thank
that
you.
Is. Cheers. There we go. The trainer of Landshark.
Yeah.
Racing this time, Landshark.
Oh, it's brilliant, eh? It's a good name. I love it, Landshark. It's a good
it.
Name. Now, the book's cool. Like, as a kid's book, you know, there's quite a few of those popping up now, and a lot of them are based around, you know, farm animals, Hamish, and this is like another one of those. It's very cool. So, what'd you say? Landshark.nz, I think, was the website. And that webinar, Tuesday, May the 10th, 12:30 p.m., dwn.co.nz for registration.